Hello everyone, my name is Couton Fernandes and this is the Schoology Morning Show, your daily dose of relevant English in the internet. Deadly prison brawl. 7 inmates were killed and 17 others seriously injured in a prison fight in South Carolina. The fighting lasted 7 hours and appears those killed were either stabbed with homemade knives or beaten. Since 2017, 20 inmates have been killed by other inmates in South Carolina prisons. Cohen in court. President Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen, appeared in court in an FBI in New York yesterday over an FBI seizure of his documents. In a surprising twist, Cohen was forced to reveal the name of one of his clients, Fox News host Sean Hannity. Later on his show, Hannity said he'd sometimes received legal advice from Cohen but never paid him. Crazy commute. Over 3.28 inches of rain fell on New York City Monday, turning the morning commute into chaos. There were pools of water inside LIRR train cars and rain gushing on subway station's platform. Boston Marathon. An American woman won the Boston Marathon for the first time in 33 years. Desiree Linden battled drenching rain in a heavy wind to finish the race in 2 hours, 39 minutes, 54 seconds. Netflix earnings. Netflix shares surged after the company said it added 7.4 million subscribers in the first 3 months of 2018, up 50% from the same quarter a year earlier. Netflix plans to spend $8 billion on shows and movies this year, with 700 programs available in 2018. Bumble ditches Facebook. The dating app Bumble will now let its 30 million users register or log in with a phone number instead of needing to use their Facebook account. Bumble says many users have asked for an alternative method, especially in light of the recent Cambridge Analytica data scandal. The Los Angeles Angels reportedly asked fans to remain quiet during the at-bats of their up-and-coming Japanese superstar Shohei Ohtani. Shohei is a rare prospect who can both pitch and hit. Anne Frank's American Pen Pal. Anne Frank and her sister Margot had American Pen Pals, and though there was very limited correspondence, their letters are focused on an exhibit at Danville Station, a museum in Iowa. The exhibit is permanent. As a leftover, In-N-Out Burgers is suing an Australian burger joint called In-N-Out for copying its name in burgers. The logo also looks very similar. Dine-N-Out sells American-style burgers done right. And that was our Schoology Morning Show, the most relevant news for the day today. And if you have any question, any commentary, any doubt, please let me know. Please send me your message via our super secret WhatsApp broadcast list. And if you need something, just let me know. I reach you guys back tomorrow morning.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.